Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Live in Los Angeles on a crazy Tuesday, this is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we're all over iHeartRadio, all over Fox Sports Radio, all over our social media platforms, all over Channel 83 Sirius XM. What a day. I'm driving in this morning on the 405 in Los Angeles. And, I'm doing it from a radio studio this week. And so just about the area where I turn off to Fox Sports television, it gets announced on the radio. And I think, wow, in a week, in a month that has given us a lot of sad and frightening days, for a radio guy, this is a gift. Tom Brady will not be a Patriot. Congrats to TJ Hushmanzada on our show. Good for Jeff Darlington, a buddy, a friend, a good reporter who called this. Am I surprised? Yes, I am. I said, 75%. I think it's hard to leave smart, hard to leave friends, hard to leave family. Tom Brady is family to me. It's all set up. But there were signs. I mean, we said, listen, he put his house up for sale. His trainer put his house up for sale. Am I surprised? Yeah. Shocked. Shocked is seeing O.J. Simpson in a Bronco on the 405 with cops in front of him and behind him. That's shocking, okay? Shocking. I'm not shocked much in sports. Listen, my number one wish for Tom Brady from the start has always been wrap it up, retire, put a bow on it. I do not want to see him with a pirate flag on his helmet wearing orange / pewter. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see him wearing silver and black with an eye patch on the logo in Vegas. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see him in a half-empty stadium in L.A. with a coach, to me, I don't know if he's good, and for a team, the Chargers, that's renting the stadium from the other team. I don't want to see any of it. I want to see Jeter here. RBI walk-off single, Yankee Stadium, Seacrest out. I want to see Kobe drop 60, drop the mic. I want to see Elway. I don't want to see the Johnny Unitas thing. I don't want to see wobbling over to a franchise that's the second biggest in their own city. But two things we know. Number one, we watched Tom Brady last year yell and scream at teammates. He's unhappy. We saw the documentary. He's unhappy. Okay, that's why there was any possibility he would leave. You leave when you're unhappy. And the second thing, I don't think it is a coincidence that Tom Brady leaves and makes a decision, 10 hours after Stephon Diggs signs with Buffalo. Okay, I'm not Tom Brady, but I've left cross-country 4 times. Every single time, I'm 50-50. And I waited for a sign. Tom Brady was 50-50, or he would have announced this a week ago, 2 weeks ago. He was on the fence, and he waited for a sign. They needed tight end. Cleveland paid for it. They needed a wide receiver. Buffalo, Stephon Diggs, Arizona, DeAndre Hopkins paid for it. Tom waited for it. I absolutely believe if Stephon Diggs is a Patriot this morning, Tom stays. Edelman's your 2, Sanu's your 3, good backs, center returns. Tom's like, all right. Again, it's not analogous to Tom Brady. 4 times I've left. Each time I waited for a sign from my bosses. When I left ESPN, I walked into an office. John Wildhack, nice guy, athletic director now at Syracuse, wonderful man, had dinner a couple weeks earlier. Told my wife, I'm going to a meeting. I'll text you when I get out. I'll have an answer. We talked for 2 minutes. He said something I didn't want to hear. Texted my wife before I got under the elevator 8 feet from him. I said, we're going to L.A. Let's roll. Tom just waited. DeAndre Hopkins, they could have had him for a second rounder. Well, the Patriots don't have one. They'd get one. They always do. They'd give him second rounders. They'd probably give him a first. They could have done it. They could have done it. I mean, Dallas keeps paying everybody $100 million. They could have done it. It's not like Dallas is using a bank in Switzerland. Tom Brady kept waiting and waiting. I don't think it's a coincidence. March 16th to 18th, we all knew that was the date. Didn't all the people that come on my show, they were going, oh, you got to thread the needle. New England's got to figure out, thread the needle. Can they thread the needle? Can they sign this? So here we are, March 17th. So March 16th yesterday was a crazy day. Everybody's signing. A lot of skill people, a lot of receivers. Randall Cobb goes here. Amari Cooper resigns. DeAndre Hopkins goes here. There's a lot of wide receivers changing teams. Tom sat and waited. Bills got better. Baltimore, Cleveland got better. Colts look like they're getting better. Tom waited and waited. And he saw top tight end and wide receiver talent. The kind he yelled at teammates last year because they weren't as good as those players sign elsewhere. And I don't think it's a coincidence that 8 hours after Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins, specifically Diggs, moves, Mike Reese reports this. Tom Brady initiated contact late last night and came over. Why late last night? So if you look at when he contacted him, it's a couple hours after Diggs signed with Buffalo. You think it's a coincidence? I do not. I do not. This idea that Tom knew he was. Tom, I've done it 4 times. For all of you listening, men and women who have moved, it's not easy to move. Nobody really wants to move. We're all creatures of habit. You don't want to move. You don't. You like your coaches. You know Belichick's great. Josh McDaniels works. You know the system. You know the language. Old dogs, new tricks. You know the story. We don't want to learn them. But you wait for signs. You're on the fence. You wait and you wait and you wait. And the thing we need, receivers, tight ends, they're available. Greg Olsen, Austin Cooper, Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, to a lesser extent, Amari Cooper. You wait, you wait, you wait. Diggs gets traded. Tom, 2 hours later, meets Kraft, meaning he probably called him 90 minutes earlier. So if you met him late last night, when did he call and set it up? It's not like you walk over to Robert Kraft's house. Hello? Yeah, it's Tom. I thought I'd stop by unannounced. Tom saw it, got on the phone, called Kraft, got in the SUV, drove over, told him. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, you could have gotten him for a second-round pick. Hell, their coach, Bill O'Brien, is a former Patriot OC. Belichick knows him. You have his phone number. Tom Brady, you have his phone number. So, if you've never moved around the country, if you've always lived kind of in the same area, I can only tell you the way it works for me 4 times, and I've discussed this with a lot of buddies who have moved. Nobody wants to move. You don't. It's a pain in the ass. It really is. That's salty language for you West Coast early people. But we're all at home anyway. You're all watching Netflix. They swear on that thing nonstop. All right, let me go to this. On another network, apparently Robert Kraft was watching this morning and called the show during the commercial break. And told the people on that show, I'd like to be very clear, if Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out. Tom Brady wanted to leave. No, he didn't. What he wanted was wide receivers and tight ends. He didn't want to leave. This is what's known as protecting the enterprise. By the way, Bill Belichick, who's not a big, I'm going to release a lengthy PR sheet, did this morning, protecting the enterprise. Belichick went on to say, I'll just give you the best lines. Tom was not just a player who bought into the program. He was one of the original creators. He lived and perpetuated our culture on a daily basis. He was a tone setter and a bar raiser. Tom and I will always have a great relationship built on love, admiration, respect, and appreciation.
Hmm.
Sometimes in life, it takes time to pass to truly appreciate something or somebody. But that's not been the case with Tom. Special person and the greatest quarterback of all time. Oh, he finally said it. Think that's a coincidence? You're telling me there's a lot of coincidences. Hour after Dig Signs calls Kraft at the house. Belichick can't bring himself to give Brady a game ball. It was uncomfortable when he did it this year. And the reason Kraft and the reason Belichick are doing this, because Tom's going to win this divorce in the short term. Tom's going to go to, let's say, the Chargers, 5-11. You think they're going to be 5-11 with Tom? I'm going to say no. He's going to go to Tampa Bay with all those weapons, 7-9. Think they're going to be 7-9 with Tommy? No. Tom's going to have better stats than last year. And the narrative is going to be, and Belichick knows it, oh, hell, Tom had stuff left in the tank. Oh, my God. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. They may just re-sign Melvin Gordon, I'm told. Austin Eckler, Hunter Henry. Tom's throwing for 4,800 yards. Tom's going to have 39 touchdowns and 7 picks. Trey Turner solved the guard. They draft a left tackle. If he goes to the Chargers or he goes to Tampa, Tom's putting up numbers, baby. He's putting up Peyton Manning Denver first-year numbers. Remember that? And they know it. Tom's winning this divorce short-term. Now, in 7 years, Belichick may have another Super Bowl. But when you know you're going to lose the divorce, you put on a happy face. Right? You know, your wife leaves you, starts dating a stud. You go to the gym. Hey, I feel great. Look at me. Weight's coming off. You know? New England knows short-term Tom's winning this thing. New England's got Jarrett Stidham. My bad, they may get Andy Dalton. They have no weapons. They have no quarterback. They have good running backs. Not great, as you saw last year when the O-line in front of them and the fullback was hurt. So when you know you're going to lose a divorce short-term, and I would argue New England today, quarterback, tight end, wide receiver, worst weapons in the league. I don't even think it's arguable. You tell me who's worse. Tom's going, he's going to cherry-pick the weapons. Chargers have to be considered. Tampa Bay, you know, I'm reading this morning, people are saying the Colts are out of it. Colts are going to get Phillip Rivers. Why wouldn't he go to the Colts? They have a weapon issue. Eric Ebron left. Running backs are B guys. Receiver, one. Tom's going to a place that's got weapons. Tom will sacrifice a little O-line. He's not going to. He wants to go to a place and go, oh, Tom's got a little sauce left. So when you know that, Kraft calls a television show this morning during a break. An owner of an NFL team. May I talk to the host? How often has that happened to anybody ever? Let's start with it doesn't and work our way up. And then Belichick, he doesn't even know where the PR department is in Foxborough. He hasn't walked past it. They come to him. This morning he rushes into the office and does a lengthy, heartfelt, I love you. All coincidences. When you're going to lose a divorce, you hit the gym. Make sure word's out. You're doing great. Finally, got rid of her. Look at me. I can do what I want.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
So this is very interesting. I just got a text. And I'm texting as we do this, okay, folks? Because I got to... hold on. Just stick with me a second. I just got a text that Tom's made his decision. Obviously, the second I get it right, I'll give it to you, obviously. There's no real bonus in me keeping this for myself, right? This is not like a really delicious warm cookie out of the oven.
This isn't one of those times where you tease us with it and don't say anything?
No.
You've been known to do that.
Listen, these are egregious charges. Hold on. You just have to hold on, folks. I know you're in your cars. I'm tedious to begin with. This has got to be ridiculous. Just stick with me on this stuff. Okay, there's a bunch of teams being mentioned. The Chargers want him. The owner wants him. They've made a pitch. That has been sourced. That is true. I've made the calls on this. Tampa Bay wants him. I used to work there. I have it sourced. They've made a pitch. The two places I know that have made a pitch are the Chargers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, there are places like Chicago, no salary cap space, but interesting. Dallas, hella fun, but they've paid everybody in the NFL except Brady. The Colts, I'm told it's not going to happen. They're moving toward Phillip Rivers. I believe it's down. I never bought into the Raiders. I believe it's down to the L.A. Chargers. And there are things I love about the Chargers. And not that I live here. It's a big city, the weapons. If Tom won with the Chargers, he would get credit for it. It wouldn't be the coach. It wouldn't be they weren't very good last year. It wouldn't be the owner. It wouldn't be the coach. It would be Tom. And then there's Tampa, which has very good weapons, a veteran offensive head coach. It's not a pow city, but Tom does want to be as close to his family as he can be. So when you look at all these offers, the two-hour flight to New York City where his family is Tampa. If you say weapons, okay, what's left? Chargers, Tampa. Weapons, Chargers, but Tampa's are good. Proximity, Tampa. I have somebody telling me this morning. In fact, this is very interesting. This is not a football source. It's a icon source. It is somebody in Tom's stratosphere that knows Tom. That is a famous person. And he says Tampa. That's what he's telling me. I am contacting teams. That is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing Tampa Bay. Now, other reports are saying he's undecided. Everybody's saying that. I still think the Chargers are a better fit. That's my opinion. I think the Chargers are a better fit. You know, I teased something, and then I got this text. One of the things that's interesting about this, you know, and again, there's just a lot of different places he could go. I thought to myself, what I've tried to do as a sportscaster for years is, what would I do? Now, I'm obviously not a superstar athlete, but what would I do? I still contend the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, they've paid everybody except their quarterback. I'd go to Dallas. That's what I would do. That's where I'd go. It's the biggest brand. I'd be guaranteed success with those weapons, that back and that offensive line. I got Mike McCarthy's been a Super Bowl winning head coach. Jerry Jones' mantra is don't settle. His yacht has two helicopter landing pads. Not one, two. His stadium, the world's best. Dak feels like settling. It does. Dak feels like settling. Zeke's not settling. Amari's not settling. Left tackle Tyron Smith isn't settling. Jalen Smith isn't settling. Jerry doesn't want to settle anymore. Dak feels like, settling. Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. That doesn't feel like settling. I mean, Lincoln Riley, what do we know? But if you say it out loud, offensive line top five, running back top five, brand number one, owner aggressive, head coach Super Bowl title, offensive coordinator young you can control, wide receiver two good ones, division winnable. Hell, Carson Wentz gets hurt a lot. By week six, you're facing Dwayne Haskins, Daniel Jones, and the Eagles backup. If you just, you know, to me, if it was me, I'd go to Dallas. I'd get on the phone and say, you interested? I mean, they paid everybody except Dak. And I also think, how do you get rid of a popular winning quarterback that you don't believe in long term? You have Tebow, you get Peyton Manning. You have old Peyton Manning, you get Andrew Luck. You have Dak. If Tom Brady signed there, that's where I'd go. If I was Brady, I'd go to Dallas. O-line, weapons, you know, 2-year deal. That's what I would do. But I got a text this morning. Tampa Bay. It is not a football source. It is not a football source. So I'll just tell you, in the history of my career, I use basketball sources for basketball and football sources for football. This is a non-football source. It is a celebrity source. Very interesting.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
All right, Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback.com at Albert Breer, somebody we rely on. So I'm just going to tell you, Albert, in my career of doing this 25, 30 years, I use football sources for football stories and basketball sources for basketball stories and college people for college stories. For the first time in my career, this morning I got a text from somebody outside of football that is close to Tom, knows Tom, and they just told me he's going to Tampa Bay. It came down to Miami, the Chargers, and Tampa. Again, I've never used a source not involved with a sport I cover. But we live in a world now where celebrities and, you know, Tom is beyond a football player. Tom is a transcendent, iconic American celebrity. So I'll just start with that. I am hedging my bet because I've never used a source outside of a sport for a story. But as I say that to you, what is your initial reaction?
It makes sense. And I think there are a couple reasons why. Number one of his greatest frustrations in New England last year was what was around him. And that wouldn't be a problem in Tampa with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and O.J. Howard, Cam Braid. There are weapons there. The number two thing is flexibility within an offense. I think Bruce Arians, although Brady isn't the best fit for Arians' offense because that's a downfield offense where you're going to take a ton of hits, Arians, I think, has been through this before and can adjust. And so, I think being able to adjust the offense is number two. Number three, I do think Bruce Arians' previous experience with older quarterbacks, in particular Carson Palmer, is a selling point there, and that works. And number four, and I don't think you can underrate this one, the fact that it's actually a plane ride, like on a private jet, you can probably get there maybe two, three hours from Tampa to New York, I think would be a factor based on who they were going up against, and that's the Chargers. And so, I think you roll all four of those things into one, and Tampa does make some sense, even if they aren't the sort of brand name franchise that I think he was probably hoping to go to in the beginning.
If I would not have told you that,
yeah,
where were you leaning?
I actually thought Tampa. Because I think the other element here, Colin, is that the respect was a factor. And I think after 20 years of being in that unrelenting program, it's tough. It's demanding. There's all these different elements about being a Patriot that are very, very difficult, that wear on people. And he was there longer than anybody else under Bill Belichick. I think there's part of it that just, wanting to be wooed, wanting to get the respect that you've earned over 20 years. And, I think the fact that Tampa has been coming so strong is a factor in all of this. And the fact that Tampa is saying we are willing to build around you and make this about you the same way Denver made it about Peyton Manning in 2012, I think that's absolutely a factor. And I think the Chargers offer a lot of good things too. I'm not saying the Chargers don't, but I do think distance would be a factor there. And I do think if there was a tiebreaker, the fact that he's going to settle his family in New York, the fact that he's got a son who lives in New York that he can't move, I think those are more important factors than some people may realize.
Yeah. Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback. Interesting. I said last night I have, not analogous to Tom, obviously, Albert, but I've moved cross-country four times.
Yeah.
And I've left four good companies. They were all really good companies.
Yeah.
And you wait for signs. And I said, I don't think it's a coincidence. Stephon Diggs goes to Buffalo. DeAndre Hopkins could be had for a second rounder. And Tom, about an hour and a half after Diggs goes to Buffalo, calls Kraft, goes to his house. I think Tom would have stayed if Diggs is a Patriot today, and maybe Greg Olsen is a Patriot. Am I wrong on that?
No. I mean, I think Brady would have stayed under certain circumstances. I can tell you that is fact. If certain things had lined up, I think he would have been very open to it. the other piece of this is, you know, I think, you know, the Patriots did work on that. Like, and they did explore all options. And I can tell you that over the last 2 weeks, they've been very active in talking to different teams about receivers, about tight ends. In fact, Campbell was one of those teams. And so, yes, they talked to Houston about DeAndre Hopkins. Yes, they talked to Minnesota about Stephon Diggs. You know, but they're in a complex the situation they're facing is complex because they're getting older in a lot of spots, because they haven't drafted very well over the last few years, because they've got a little bit of a cap problem. And so, you know, with DeAndre Hopkins, because of their close relationships with the Houston organization, and because a big part of that trade was because there was a personality conflict between Bill O'Brien and DeAndre Hopkins, I think they knew a little too much. Like, they knew that Hopkins wasn't going to practice a lot of the week, that Hopkins was, you know, in certain ways, a little bit of a different personality. And so they looked at that plus the money they were going to have to spend and passed on it. And I think with Diggs, who they talked to the Vikings about on Monday, it was simply the draft capital was just, I mean, way, way more than they were willing to spend, because they know they need to get younger. And they know that they need draft picks to try to reinfuse the roster with youth after having a string of a few bad drafts in a row. And so, I mean, look, they tried. You know, they absolutely tried. But, you know, I think maybe over the last few days, Belichick's radio silence to the Brady camp was a little bit of an acknowledgement that maybe the best thing was for everybody to move on, unless Brady wanted to come back on what the Patriots had set out as their terms last week.
By the way, this one makes me happy, and we've been rooting for this. Teddy Bridgewater to Carolina is a story this morning.
Yep. Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, I think one of the things that if you're Matt Rhule you want to do is you're not just putting players in different position group rooms because they can do the job. You're bringing guys in and putting them in different position group rooms because they know what you're trying to teach, and they can, in a certain way, you know, be messengers for you. And so Teddy Bridgewater falls right along those lines for Matt Rhule and what he's trying to build in Carolina. He's got background with he's obviously got background with Joe Brady, the new offensive coordinator there. And so having Teddy Bridgewater in there as a bridge type of quarterback at the very least, and a guy who can help teach the other quarterbacks, who can help teach the offensive side of the ball, what he's trying to get across, I think, is a very, very valuable thing. It makes all the sense in the world. And, you know, obviously a piece of this is moving on from Cam Newton. But I don't think that – I put it this way. The decision to move on from Cam Newton isn't purely about the type of player he is. I think this has a lot to do with some of the logistics of his contract situation and whether or not he'd be willing to be there and be a good soldier in a contract year when it was clear that his future was going to be somewhere else.
Albert, great stuff. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Colin.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So, you know, one of my rules in life is people show you and tell you what they are, believe them. We would all agree New England's smart, right? So I'm not going to allow them to get conveniently dumb. Deflategate. We've got no idea what happened. Nah. Come on. And people that always seem a step ahead in life, similarly to being smart, always have a plan. It's in their DNA. It's their nature. New England this morning isn't shocked Tom Brady's leaving. New England always has a plan. Now, I think for the next year, Tom Brady wins the divorce. But if I said to you, what is the smartest NBA franchise over the last 5 years? Golden State. When Kevin Durant left, they were not shocked. They had a plan. What are the Warriors doing this year? Tanking. The dynasty is going to get the number one pick in the draft. Van Noy, let him go. Jamie Collins, let him go. Brady, let him go. Succession plan, don't have one. Just read a story. They were never interested in Teddy Bridgewater. Next year, They built up so much equity, just like the Warriors. New England goes 0-16. What, you think the stadium's empty? They're still selling tickets in San Francisco. When you succeed like the Warriors did, when you succeed like New England has, you build up so much equity with your fan base. I remember after Jordan left the Bulls, they sold the place out for like 4 years, and they were terrible because you've built up so much equity, it becomes part of people's lives. Foxborough Sunday, Tuesday night, Friday night, going to a Warriors game for 5 or 6 years. It becomes part of your life. You don't think New England's got a plan? You think New England just caught off guard? You think the Warriors were just shocked by Kevin Durant? No, they weren't. They thought about it. They had multiple meetings. Kevin Durant leaves. You know, it'd be nice to, you know, we built up a lot of equity. Now, I don't think they planned Steph Curry getting hurt, but the minute he got hurt, what did they do? Out year! Very early, we're like, Klay Thompson could be back by probably won't play. It's very interesting, isn't it? So, just to remind you of what happened about 5 minutes ago. Well, actually, it happened about 25 minutes ago. I got a text. Generally, if I get a text from somebody, I text somebody else. If they double source it, I go with it. I got a text, a non-football text, for a football story that Brady's made a decision, and it's Tampa Bay. Albert Breer came on the show 10 minutes ago. I asked him, based on what I'm hearing, does he think it's possible? Albert Breer said, if I had to guess today, I would guess Tampa. Ian Rappaport has also reported, very trustable. We've had him on the show before. Tampa's made an offer for $30 million. That's what I'm hearing. I'm wrong. I've never used an out-of-sport source. I do not believe that Tom Brady's family would move to Tampa. I think it's a short flight. And because Miami is probably the most international city in the United States, you could certainly buy property on the beach in Miami, and that's where the family would hang out. Tom would buy a place in Miami. He's got a place in New York. So it's either a 2-hour, 10-minute flight, if it's that, Tampa to New York, 2-hour, 15, or it's a, 2-hour drive. Or whatever it is, Tampa to Miami, what is it, a 3-hour drive?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Charlie Weiss, a former Patriot assistant coach, offensive coordinator, a lot of rings. You know him at Notre Dame as well. I listened to him in the morning opening drive with Bob Papa. And I haven't talked, Charlie and I text occasionally, but Charlie is joining us this morning. Well, Charlie, your first reaction to Tom leaving New England, what was the first 60-second emotional reaction for you?
Well, I can't say I was shocked, okay, but I know the first thing I said was when I saw it, I said, I'm a little stunned because it was like it's kind of like even when you know that this might happen, getting that first slap in the face, it was like, wow, like a slap in the face of reality that this had actually happened, you know. But, you know, for about the last month, you know, I've been saying that, you know, although I hope he goes back to New England, I'd like for him to go back to New England, the further and further along you're getting, you know, the less the possibility was that that was going to happen. And the two people with dance, they're looking for dance partners, I really thought we're Tampa and the Chargers, and here we are. It looks like they're the two with the looking for dance partners.
Well, I was told an hour ago, I got a text from what I would call an iconic source, Brady's going to Tampa. Their weapons.
I could definitely see that. And when I first brought up Tampa a month ago, I got laughed at by a lot of people, and then I went on to give the reasons why. I mean, they're loaded with offensive skill people. Okay, they have a head coach that is versatile enough to adapt to a veteran quarterback and kind of let him integrate, you know, be part of the integration of the offense. Okay, he's not in the AFC. I wasn't too fired up about him being in the AFC West, going to the Chargers and going against Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why I thought the Chargers would go hard after him is because I think that the Chargers really needed him to sell seats.
Oh, they do. That's indisputable. Dean Spanos wants him. That I don't know if everybody else in the Chargers organization does. Spanos does.
Well, that's the reason why I thought that they would get him.
Yeah.
You know, they also have weapons.
Yeah.
You know, they do have weapons, and you know, but you know, you got to go against Mahomes twice a year. I mean, Kansas City's the prohibitive favorite. But just last year at this time, at this very time, the team's sitting 12-4, and everyone's looking at them as one of the best teams in football. Now, granted, it fell apart, but that's why I thought the Chargers were a viable alternative. But I thought that, you know, if I were Tommy, I'd get out of the AFC. I'd go, if I were leaving, I'd get to the NFC and go somewhere where they get a bunch of offensive weapons that you might be able to do some serious damage with.
Gary Myers wrote a book called Brady versus Manning, and Tom Senior had told Gary Myers that Belichick didn't have a personal relationship because Bill tried to stay emotionally distant, knowing one day he'd have to tell Tom to move on. So Bill knew this day was coming. You know, I've said before, I wish Bill would put his arm around him occasionally. But, you know, you've been a head coach. I mean, did Bill kind of, in your opinion, stay a little bit away emotionally because of today?
Well, people would see, you know, players all saw the personal side of Bill. But Bill is probably more matter-of-fact business than just about any coach I've seen. You know, and, you know, he's the best I've ever seen, best. You know, there might have been a coach better than him, you know, before I was born. But, I mean, he's as good as I've seen. And part of that is the fact that he can separate church and state. And business is business and personal is personal. You're right. I'm more emotional, Colin. I mean, I'm you know, in that case. And, you know, that could be a detriment in that case. But I think Tom Senior is not that wrong in the fact that although – they'll always be on friendly terms. It'll never be buddy-buddy.
How much does Tom have left? I mean, you give him Mike Evans. that's a great player. I mean, how much does Tom have left, in your opinion?
If he can stand in the pocket and throw the ball down the field, he could play for a couple years. I mean, because he's never been that athletic. You and I both know that. That's not his deal. Okay, he's as good as I've ever seen it moving within the pocket. He learned that from watching Dan Marino. When he was young, we used to watch Dan Marino tapes all the time about his movement in the pocket.
Cool.
And then work on drills, movement in the pocket. Tommy still can move in the pocket. The issue is more moving from the pocket, but that's not his deal. And no one in the league can read coverages any faster and go through progressions any better and still be able to throw accurate passes.
Yeah. Charlie Weiss is joining me. God, you look at Tom's career. Do you talk to Tom at all anymore? I mean, he's so
– yeah.
Yeah.
We're in technology age, Colin. It's all text, as you know. You know, we text often. As a matter of fact, last week you got me in trouble. You know, we're in a text conversation, and I say to him, I said, "Well, my man, everyone knows what you're doing." He goes, "No one knows anything," and he didn't use the word anything. Okay, so just okay, okay. He goes, "No one knows anything." I said, "Well, I mean, I'm watching him." He goes, "Well, then clean it up." He goes, "Why don't you go and clean that up?" So that morning I went on the air and said, "Look, for all you people who are listening to all the experts say they know, well, they don't know. Because the hurt horse's mouth has informed me that no one knows anything."
Yeah.
So, you know, I really don't believe that as recently as yesterday, he knew for sure what he was doing.
Oh, that's, you know, Charlie, I said it this morning. he wanted to see if they could make a deal for a Stephon Diggs or a DeAndre Hopkins. And I believe this morning, if Stephon Diggs signs with New England, Edelman's a two, Sanu's a three, N'Keal Harry's a four, I think he could stay. I've left the job four times. You wait for signs. You don't know. I mean, it's too good there to just know 2 months ago. I think Tom waited for signs, and when a lot of the weapons left the market, he said, I don't want to do last year over again.
Yeah, I think they need a number one wide receiver.
Yes.
and a front line tight end. That's what I think that's the one thing that's still missing, because that's security. When, you know, I think that Gronkowski not being there last year was such a big blow that, you know, that people, it's understated to how big a loss it was, Gronkowski not being his other, you know, security blanket. All that left him was Welker. He didn't have another guy that could be his go-to guy. So, I mean, you're right. I think that if DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, it looks to me like all he had to do is throw in a ham sandwich and you could have gotten him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was highway robbery right there. So he's a guy that was very gettable. But I think if they could have gotten a front line wide receiver and a tight end, maybe it would have been different. But we don't know that, because we don't know the terms. We don't know the ramifications, why he decided to go. I mean, so it'll all come out eventually, but I don't think it'll be anytime soon.
Charlie Weiss, great talking to you again. Love hearing your voice.
Yeah. I miss you, my man.
Good talking, Charlie.
Take care.